Last week, a Dallas auditor released a scathing report about the city's response to its growing homeless problem. KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports the findings have shaken up the city's largest homeless service providers.
The lengthy audit found that the data system used to track homelessness in the city is inefficient and incomplete. It also points out that there's no oversight of the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, or MDHA. That's the independent nonprofit that oversees the city's homeless relief efforts. And ultimately, those issues have led to lost dollars and a homeless problem that doesn't seem to be getting any better. That all prompted this response from City Council member Scott Griggs last week during a meeting to renew a funding contract with the city's largest homeless shelter, The Bridge.
MDHA is failing. They are in crisis, and to me, they are not acknowledging it. We need changes in the leadership of MDHA. We need changes in the board.
Several other council members echoed that sentiment. Cindy Crane says she's not going anywhere. She's president and CEO of MDHA and also a member of KERA's Community Advisory Board. She takes issue with how those council members and the audit characterize the work she's done since she came to Dallas from Tarrant County in 2015.
We don't do this work at City Hall. We continually publish performance metrics and our housing priority list. We've completely, in 2.5 years, transformed the homeless response system to a very data-driven, with evidence transparent system. So I'm not sure why the city read all that work and still thought that nothing had changed and that MDHA was the core fault.
The chief point of contention here is what's called the Homeless Management Information System. You'll often hear it called an HMIS. Homeless shelters and service providers are required under federal law to put data into that system, like number of beds and number of clients. Crane says they need to do that to receive funding, and the city needs that data to know who needs help and how to help them.
We may be a strong performing continuum of care, but we don't know it because we've not had the data to measure it.
That's because getting all 38 homeless service agencies in the Dallas area to plug in their data has been challenging. The audit found the system, as of 2016, had only a third of the info it should about emergency shelters. The Bridge, for example, claimed it couldn't put its data in for reasons beyond its control and was almost, quote, pushed to the brink of closure twice this year. This all might sound a bit arcane, but it's important to understand how that system translates to the kind of solutions city officials want to see. Here's Cindy Crane.
Sometimes I go out and drive around some of the encampments, and I'll meet someone and ask for their name and everything and open up the HMIS system, look up that client and say, I need to call that case manager, and just try and tie things together. So all the way down to the client, to the project, to the caseload for an individual case manager, an agency to an entire system of care is the goal. To be able to see, are we moving people? Are people moving?
All that data is important in a city where affordable housing is harder to come by and more people are sleeping on the streets every year. The MDHA responded to the audit with updated numbers. It says since the organization launched a new, more comprehensive HMIS in April, participation from emergency shelters has gone from 30 to 57%. The group expects it to hit 86% soon. Nadia Chandler-Hardy is the city's chief of community services. She wants to see that number at 100%.
The HMIS system really helps us tell the story. And if we do not have that full participation, well, then we can't tell the story correctly. And that really can be a hindrance to future funding and fundraising and really building out an effective system.
Both MDHA and city staff agree the HMIS needs to work and more agencies need to get on board. The problem is no one can force that to happen or make it happen as quickly as some of the harshest critics would like. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.